Olam Haba. Why should it be one mitzvah? Put all the mitzvahs together that bring you to Olam Haba. Mitzvahnu tshuva mufreshes l'ashenu b'kosuv Chabakuk v'tzadik v'emunos v'yichye. Gemara in Makkos brings it. Bo Chabakuk ma'amil alachas. Chabakuk came along and pinned the entire Torah on one mitzvah. Tzadik v'emunos v'yichye. Chai lo nema ele yichye. Yichye is ba'osid, future tense. Bo'olam haba. Abihu, she'adam yiske l'chai lo mabo, b'te'em de darge b'imunem b'tochen she'zoche l'agi alei b'olam hazeh. A person standing and he's chus in olam haba comes about as a result of the level of imunem b'tochen that he was zoiche to achieve in this world. Adam shezoich lashlim et atzmei b'olam hazeh b'midas ha'imuna. A person that zoich to be mashlim himself in midas ha'imuna in this world, yiskel chayim shleimim b'olam ha'netzach. So he then will merit chayim shleimim in olam ha'netzach in the eternal world. Luma zoich. Mishelo yishlim et atzmei b'midas ha'imuna. Someone who doesn't mashlim himself in midas ha'imuna. Tachaselo ba'eiches tachinas ha'chayim shel chay netzach. He's going to be lacking in the quality of his life in the eternal world. Sharei apostle malandeinu ki chai netzach ye nikvoyim lefi madreges ha'imuna. The apostle teaches us that the eternal world is attained, is established lefi madreges ha'imuna tzadik ve'emunos ke'yichye. On derech d'omru chazal lo yiresh Avram es ha'ilam hazeh v'olam haba ele b'scha ha'imuna shenema v'ha'amin bo. The Midrash in Shmois tells us that Avram Avinu acquired his Olam Haba only as a result of Tzchai Imuna. What about everything else he did? Shenema v'amin boy. V'chein atamoyte shelo nigole yisrael m'mitzrayim ele b'tzchai Imuna. Shenema. We see that Klal Yisrael only came out of Mitzrayim as a result of Imuna. V'yamin ha'ab. V'chein o'im imunim noitze Hashem. Mevush emuna mezakes ba'aleya b'chay olam haba u'mitchazek b'emuna ki'ilu b'cha b'chay mitzchim b'b'chinas u'b'cha et b'chay. It comes out that somebody who's that emuna enables mezake a person in chay olam haba, and somebody who's mechazek in emuna, it's as if he was b'cha et b'chay. He has chosen eternal life. B'cha et b'chay means via emuna. A person needs to know that the Ikka Toiva Hashlama, the Ikka good, complete good, that he's going to get in the future, B'mei HaGeula, Yemegia L'Kol Echad L'Figeda HaImuna, according to the attainment in Imuna, V'Haischavku how much imuna and how much he strengthened his relationship with Hashem during this period of Golus Bein HaUmos. Because if he weakened his hands in this aspect of imuna, then chas v'chalil is going to waste his table. He's going to be missing out on his table in Olam Haba. Who is wasting and giving up the opportunity of the table of the tzaddikim lost lover? Who are those that give up their share of Olam Haba? Those whose imuna is not strong. Shelo aminu bi, that didn't have imuna in me, says Hashem. Avalim is boyin and tomish shakol v'vada ois Hashem l'toy v'imoy. If a person continually meditates, that everything that Hashem does for him is always good. Yisrael mamovuzeh madragosev yeshulchana mamayla kol toiv. If he continually elevates himself, if he continually strengthens himself in the emunah that everything Hashem does is for the good, so then he will be elevated and he will have a full, complete shulchan in Olam Haba. That's the Chofetz Chaim speaking. So the Maharal says as well. So you can take your pick. You want the Maharal, you want the Chofetz Chaim, whoever works for you, that's who just says it. The case of Agro, the Perusha, the Mishlei, Al Ma'ilas HaBetochen, Ashikur Dura, Sniff Me'aimunah, Betochen is one of the aspects of Imunah. Says the Vilna Goyen, Ksiv B'Tihilim, the Yikov, Eidus B'Yakov, B'Toyre, Sham B'Yisrael, Ashitzeveh, Samaseni Lo Yidim, Levmeim Leman, Yoidu Do Acharon. Says the Goyen, Ikin, the Sinus, Atreir Yisrael, Yikidei, Sheyish, Sheyishimu, B'Toch, B'Tchainam, B'Hashem. The Ikin giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was that they should utilize their B'Tochen in Hashem, Kamo Shenema, Leman Yeidu Do Acharon. In order that the last generation should know. Because the ikar of everything is betochen, the total betochen, and that includes all the mitzvahs. Because that is the sign that the shvias hashchina among Klal Yisrael, the yisimu betchayinam boy, that they will have betochen in Hashem. Nimtzim kein shaymunah v'betochen b'Hashem anoyz v'mimenu ehilam ikar kol. Comes out that the imunah betochen that we have in Hashem, from there flows everything. We've said this many times that the 613 mitzvahs, 612 are means to the goal. The goal is to know Hashem. What is imunah betochen? If you know Hashem, know for your data, you and Hashem, your knowledge of Hashem becomes mechubah to you. Loshen Das means chibur, means joining together. So that's shocking news, huh? We were the midrash in Brachos Rabba. Amar Reb Levi Leosid Lava Avram Yoishev Al Pesach Yehenem Ve'enu Maniach Adam Mohol Mizrael Leyerit Nesoichom. Avram Avinu sits at the gates of Yehenem and doesn't let somebody who has had Bris Milah to be Yehenem Nesoichom to go into Yehenem. Umuvu Agoyin Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, I think that's who this is referring to. Talmidei Muvokim of the Vilna Goyin in Kabbalah, one of the greatest Kabbalists that ever lived. The Litvak. Ki atzolosu shel ha-yehudi hanimol hu mikoyach ha-emunah sheboy. Why dafka Bris Milah? I've never seen you stop someone who had a Bris Milah going into Gehenna. What about someone who kept Shabbos? Nah, just Bris. Avraham Avinu couldn't find any other mitzvah except Bris Milah as a schus to save his children from going into Gehenna. Doesn't make any sense. Why? Because of the imunah. Why dafka imunah? Shabbos doesn't take imunah. Shabbos you have to give up your life to keep. Bris Milah you don't have to give up your life. It's all for a few days. Yeah, okay, but let's say you do it. Let's say you came out of Russia at 32 years old and you did a Bris Milah, yeah? And you got four Satna Chassidim to sit on you with a bottle of vodka and then, okay. I'm saying, even then, fine, it's painful. But Shabbos, you have to give up your last kapshutoy. Every Sunday, you've got to go out there and find a new job because you know you're going to get fired right afternoon. You've got to give up your panasa. Your potatoes are getting burnt to the sun and all the goyim are watering their potatoes and you sit and watch your panasa go up in Chamsin. Mama's got to give up your life. What about Bris Milah? What Bris Milah? So says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver Zatzal. Shamila Moira Alimuna. Mila is Moira Alimuna. Clear? Vimyesh Adam Emuna Hareu Koshula Koshboku. Vroom Yasaid Vyadus. Why? Because someone has Emuna. Has a cleaving to Hashem. which is the basis of Judaism. And in the merits of that, Avraham Avinu takes him out again. And Yesh lo chelek lam haba, and he has a chelek in lam haba. Ach mishelomu shenim shacharei haminus v'kayfe v'ikechas v'chelila haru nichras mi'amoy uv'Avraham Avinu eini yoichel atzil oto. So we're talking about somebody here that tried to be moel and he didn't. Or we're not talking about somebody. I mean, why was the little guy who was 8 years old, he had a bris milah, where's that a gilu of imunah? I'm sitting here at a bris milah when I was 8. That means I'm a big bali munah. So he can go to what he means. I don't understand this, which is the problem. Which is not a clear, because I never understood anything I thought it was the problem. I don't understand. What, that's Gemila? I'm not Magala my Munna more by keeping Shabbos. Mila, what am I doing by doing Mila? I didn't do anything, I didn't remember it. 8 years old, they took me, they stuck me on my Zayda's left, the Rav did what he did, and hello, Guba. Yeah, the mother maybe understand his matzil from Gehenna because she mauled her son. For her, that's mama shteis. But why the kid? Don't. That's the root of reward. Someone who has imuna is zeichel eschal amaba, uretveikas hanitzchis b'bayreilam, and the eternal cleaving to the bayreilam. And shein lo imuna, seifel avdin oilam rachmanu letzla. Someone who doesn't have imuna, according to whatever his imuna is supposed to be, in the end he gets lost from the world rachmanu letzla. Okay. It's not a kasha on the fact that imuna is the key. It's just why Miller is a raya. I don't know why he's got such a great raya from Miller of Yitzchak Isaac Chov. I don't know. Tzarichin Godel. Okay, but the other rayas are pretty bevust. Be oimek ha'inyan. The deeper clarification of this matter. Madur no das chashivas kol meruba mileimuna. Why is imuna such a deep? Why is that such a chosh of a thing? Actually, tachli sakol, that's the purpose of everything. V'imevir l'chay netzach, and that's what brings the person to Olam Haba. All the mitzvahs are there just to bring you to Imunah. Ki Imunah einayim yudiyah chitzoynis. Imunah is not an external knowledge. Havana philosophic, v'yusaydis ayadut. This is not a philosophical understanding on the foundations of Judaism. Elei pnimis, it's internal. Umashpir alamam in dveikus vakeshim boireilam. It's mashpir, what's the word? It influences the mamin in his cleaving and his relationship to the boireilam. It's a very personal thing, and it's the depth of the most intimate part of the relationship you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'chein kakol she'adam mamin yoyser, to the extent that a person is mamin yoyser, kachudovik yoyser b'bayir olam, so too cleaves moin Hashem. V'zeichel adalga gavua yoyser mibichinas chay olam abo. She'kol inyonim hu dveikas v'keshim ha'kodosh baruch hu. The extent of his bechinah and chaylam abo is going to be tolu on his imunah, which creates the relationship, the kesher that he has with the boira ilo. To Moshe Kosu, v'atem adveikim v'ashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayoy. Dveikim and chayim, those two go together. To mefarish hameshet chochme, who's also known as the osamach, shedveikis hi. I still remember my grandmother telling me, she remembers her mother going to the Meshes Chochmah for brochas. She said to me, he wasn't a rabbi, he was a goyim. But we have to know rabbis, I don't have too much time for them. But to Meir Simcha, there was a goyim. Yeah. Says the Meshes Chochmah, why is Atem Atveikim Hashem Lokechem Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim? Shedveikis hi haizchatzchus beinu metochen. Because it's dveikus, which is the strengthening of one's imunah and betochen. Nim zekol amo ki kafi ha'ischad his chaskus ha'adam v'is atzmusay b'midas ha'imunah. According to the degree that a person mechazaks himself and deepens his midah of imunah, Kachu David Yosef Bekodesh Baruch Hu, so too he strengthens his cleaving to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ukefi his davkusoy ba Hashem b'olam hazeh, to the extent that he cleaves to Hashem in olam hazeh, kach yizkel et vaykes tochai olam habo. Says the just a footnote in Daladia, Vazela Shana Meshes Chokma, Vote Dabek. The pasuk in volume says, Vote Dabek, and you shall surely cleave to Hashem, yeah? Ladaiti says the Meshes Chokma, he meets the pratis. Koileles kol anshe ha'uma, kol echad lefiarkui. This is a personal mitzvah, which was given to all the people of the nation, each according to his ability, his level. And this we only find hints to in the Torah. A person imagines that he is cleaving to the higher Ashgocha from Hashem, and is malgish that Hashem is involved in all his matters more than he feels man himself. More than he feels his own involvement. Understand, more than he wants to name Adam himself. With the God's grace, you shall ma akuv as Adam betuach benach vayri doig miuma. Means Hashem wants the good for me more than I want it myself. That's what you say. Are they talking about Hashem? Oh, magish Hashem is parach ba anon of yaitzim Hashem magish Adam batzmoi. Hashem feels and takes care of a person more than even takes care of himself, and Hashem wants that tzloch of the man more than the person even wants for himself. Hashem says, I knew, I understood your pain. If a person understands that Hashem wants his goodness more than he even wants it for himself, so then as Adam betuch v'noich v'ene doig mumen, the person is calm and relaxed and he doesn't worry about anything because he knows that Hashem's looking after him. Hashem cares about him more than he can care about himself. Okay, that's what the Meshes Chochma is referring to here. Okay, sorry, here. Meshes Chochma needs a view.
You think this is a parish of Vegas or?
No, Paul de Dobbik.
Fine.
But the Nakuda I wanted to bring out here, is the ratio of the Meshes Chochma. The Daiti mitzvah practice. This is a personal mitzvah. Each person has his mitzvah practice, each according to his level. And it's not mafurish spoken out, it's only spoken out in Ramazim. This mitzvah. That's what he says. Zazeh inyan habetochen. It's not mentioned mafurish. There's 20 different times. Yeah, that's the whole thought. We spoke about this at length last month. Why you see so many machlokes? I mean, what exactly is the mitzvah tochen? So that's what the Meshes Chochma is referring to here. That this is a private mitzvah that's given to each person according to their choy. So the Chazanish understands betochen in one way, and the Priskorov understands betochen another way, and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chovetz Halevavos and the Ramban. We went to all the different shittas, and Rashi in the pasuk of Tomei Tzvilachet. Each one has his own unique grasp and approach of what betochen is. You put all those shittas together, you come up with an enormously beautiful dharma. Each one saw and understood betochen in his own unique way, depending on his unique relationship with Hashem. That That's why you won't find one universal definition of betochen. We spoke about that at length in the first day. So.
Right. When we're talking about how the mitzvah of mudah, the olam haba is tali on the mitzvah of mudah, the prerequisite though is that someone does mitzvah.
You can't arrive at a proper imunah without 612 of the other mitzvahs. So it's the mitzvah of knowing Hashem, you can only achieve via Torah and mitzvah. Avada. What Christianity did was they said, we don't know what they're talking about here. So tophos, what is that? Throw it away. Tzitzis, how do you make tzitzis? I don't know, get rid of it. But you know what? We believe in God. It doesn't work for us. How can you have imunah in Hashem, which means I'm living real with Hashem, and I'm not doing what he asked me to do? Hashem says, please put on tzitzis. No, I'm not bringing tzitzis, but I really believe in Hashem. I mean, it's steering me now, you're back. The way you show your imunah and the way you gain imunah is by doing the mitzvah. Why Hashem set up that system, we don't understand. Why shakness helps me be dovuk in Hashem, we don't understand that jewel. But Hashem said, that's what I need you to do. This is the recipe for getting close to me. Yeah. We have to know that the great, the masters that wrote about him in the Tochen spoke about it, understanding that it was Shaykh for the Klal, but you have to know when and how and how to use it, how to apply it. We spoke about that at length. There's a whole chapter in the first Sefer. Go through it together if you want. Why, in certain generations, different types of betochen were emphasized more than others. When you're living in a world of tzaddik v'toiv loy, your imun and betochen is very different when you're living in a generation of tzaddik v'ra lo. When Shlomo HaMelech walked outside and he saw the Beis HaMikdash and he saw Ashor Shechina and he saw the Eser Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, what does his imun and betochen look like? And what does my imun and betochen look like when I walk outside and it's black, dark? You understand it? You need different tools in order to keep Hashem in different kufas and different periods and different stages of your life. If you go through the shittas of betochen, you'll see there's something in there for everybody. Depending on when, how, what, you have to know how to use the Torah properly. Same as Shulchan Aruch, on the top of every page it says, use with extreme seichel and caution, yeah? The same as in the Chovas HaLevavot. It says, use with extreme, you know, enormous seichel you have to use. Today we're holding by Rashi's list of definition of betochen. What's Rashi's definition of betochen? A few parshas back. Tomim diyum Hashem elokecho. Says Rashi, stop worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. Just whatever comes upon you, you accept ba'ava, because we don't understand anything. It's all just black. Tomim diyum Hashem elokecho. You have to just know there's Hashem. Hold on tight to Hashem. Put your head down and go for it. I know that you're in a lot of trouble and you have to daven very hard to get out of the trouble. Sitting back and saying, Hashem Yazor, everything's going to be fine, that's not betochen, that's laziness. Betochen means I know that I'm in serious trouble because Hashem created this trouble. And it works like this. People think betochen means I trust in Hashem so much and I love Hashem so much, I've got nothing to worry about. Hey, you don't have panasa, how are you going to feed your children? Hashem Yazor. Oh, 1 second, there's a theory. You believe so much in Hashem, Einod Milvado, so this panasa problem you've got, Hashem created. So how are you going to get out of it if you don't deal with Hashem? I don't know. First, long before Shabbat. First, let's understand the problem. 1 second. If you're not going to worry, why is Hashem clapping you? You're not going to daven to Hashem. And if you don't daven to Hashem, you've got a lot to worry about because the problem's not going to go away. Because Hashem created this problem. And you have to have, your response has to be dealing with Hashem. We're talking about a mom in here. We're talking about somebody who understands this all from Hashem. So the first thing you do, you don't leap out the face and go make Ishtadis for panasa. The first thing you do is sit down and understand that you have a serious panasa problem. That's a real problem. I'm in real trouble here. And you run to Hashem and ask him for help. Once you've asked Hashem for help, then you can sit back and relax. I'm going to take 2 minutes. If anyone wants to leave, they can. And Rav Shach said this at the Hesper of the Briskerov, but Lamai said this is the Briskerov's track in the Tochen, and it's very relevant now because it's in Yonah de Yoima. We have a major stira in the way we approach Rosh Hashanah. The Midrash says, why does Klal Yisrael treat Rosh Hashanah like a yontif? We get dressed, we put on yontif clothes, we go to the barber, we cut our nails, we besimcha, we eat a yontif meal. It's b'ketuchim anu. We're b'tochim that Hashem's going to be matzil us in the din. B'ketuchim anu. The Gemara in Megillah, I think, no, the Gemara in Yuma, Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Malachim, the Malach Asher is asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, why isn't Klal Yisrael say Hallel? If it's such a big yontif, Rosh Hashanah, why don't we say Hallel? So Hashem says to the Malachim, I don't understand. The Book of Life and Death are open in front of the Jewish people. How can they dredge up the Skoyach to sing Hallel? Says the Brisker of the Sestira. I thought we'd be Tuchim Anu. We'd be Tuchim Anu. So why don't we say Hallel? We can't be terrified. One second. Either you betuch him or you're terrified. You can't have both. Says the Brisker Rav, you have to have both. He brings from the piyut. There's a piyut that we saw in Rosh Hashanah, Kesa Malchus. It says, in Tatscha Alai Misgabe, if your anger will overpower me, Hashem, Evracha Mimcho, I will run away from you, Hashem. Hashem, you're angry with me, I'm going to run away from you. Where do you run away from Hashem? If you're running away from Hashem, where do you run? No. It's 10 days. You're going to be running away from Hashem. Where are you going to run to? Eilecho. Evrecho Mimcho. When you run away from Hashem, where do you run? Who's the only one that can help you when you're running away? Hashem. I run away from you, Hashem. Where to? To you. Says the Brisker Rav like this. If you don't have the terror of knowing that the Book of Life and Death is open in front of you, if you don't understand that Rosh Hashanah, your life's mamash at stake, kapshutoi, then you're not going to run away from Hashem. You're not going to run to Hashem. You can only be betuchim on Rosh Hashanah if you've gone through the first stage of Sifrei Chaim HaMavos. Shach once went to visit the Brisker Rav on Erev Yom Rosh Hashanah, and the Brisker Rav was sitting there, mamish, frightened, in terror. So Rav Shach said to him, I don't understand. Betuchim anu. The Brisker Rav said, but how do I know? He said, what do you mean? It says in the Midrash. He said, but how do I know? So Rav Shach said, explain. He said, how do I know I've got to the level of such terror that I can't sing Hallel, that I can then be Seimach on the Betuchim? In other words, if you've lost into Rosh Hashanah Betuchim, you're in a lot of trouble, and you have a lot to be worried about. The mamash, your life and death is at stake here. Everything that can happen to you during the year is mamash be decided on Rosh Hashanah. There's some serious things that can happen to a person on Rosh Hashanah. It's not a game. This is serious business. Ah, Betuchim, it's Rosh Hashanah, Gedyantev. And it's only if you went to the first stage of being so terrified that you couldn't even say hello. Thus take the Brisker Rav. From there, the Brisker Rav learned out what is Betochen. Betochen is I understand the problems I'm facing are Hashem created problems, and therefore no one else can help me solve this problem other than Hashem. And I have to solve this problem, because if I don't solve this problem, I'm in a lot of trouble. If I don't have food to eat, I'm in serious trouble. I go to Hashem and I plead to Hashem. If Hashem answers me, now I don't have anything to worry about. Hashem's going to take care of it. You know, your uncle who's a multi-millionaire, and you ask him for a loan for $5,000 because they're going to shoot your kneecaps tomorrow, and the guy says, it's fine, you come to me tomorrow after davening, I'll give you the money. You're going to sleep tonight because you know the money's in the bag, right? But if you weren't worried about these guys shooting yourself in the kneecap tomorrow, you wouldn't go ask your uncle for $5,000. Tomorrow they knock on your door, they shoot you in the kneecaps because you didn't go and ask daddy for the money. But once you've asked daddy for the money and you've asked daddy for what you want, now you can go to sleep because you know whatever daddy wants, it's fine. You have to do everything you have to do, because Hashem gave us all this koichas. And when you've done everything you can do, then you can step back and say, Hashem, it's up to you, I'm not worried anymore. But if your starting point is, Hashem loves me so much, I've got nothing to worry about, be careful, it's not so posh. Especially not this time of the year. This time of the year, Jew has to bring himself to the point where he's giving himself up. Oile Tommy, the person has to sacrifice himself on Rosh Hashanah, is an Oile Tommy. That's why we need 4 days of slichas. We need 4 days of slichas, because you need 4 days when you bring a korban, you need 4 days to check it so there's no blemishes. There's certain things that pass in a korban, right? So you have 4 days, zalocha, therefore you have 4 days called bikur, checking the korban to make sure no mum develops. That's why we have to have 4 days, the Ashkenazi men have to start saying slichas. It has to be at least 4 days. Because you're coming, you're bringing yourself to Hashem Rosh Hashanah as an Oile Tommy. You're giving up your last kapshutah for Hashem. So you need 4 days to make sure there are no mumim. So you're going to say, Hashem Yazor? You first have to do what you have to do. You have to make sure you've done everything you can do. Then you can step back and say, Hashem Yazor. But if you step back, your first position is, hey, you know what, I've got some problems, but Hashem Yazor, I'm going back to bed. Then you've got real problems. Now you better start worrying. At least you've got what to worry about now. Third time, Mr. Chairman, Pinkus will speak about Lichus. We'll see, maybe we'll...